This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we focus on keeping new calves healthy as we transition out of summer on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. Joining us again, Dr. Jeff Smith, professor of ruminant medicine at North Carolina State University. And Jeff, we know that calves are burning energy regardless of the weather, but let's talk about feeding calves during seasonal changes.
No matter what the temperature stress is, we need to make sure we're feeding calves appropriately. So there's pretty good data that says if we feed calves higher levels of milk in the summertime, we're able to compensate for some of the weight we normally see. We normally see weight loss or at least reduced feed efficiency or reduce weight gains during heat stress, but if we feed them more, we can recover a lot of that. Calves will naturally drink their milk, but they don't eat much starter when they're heat stressed. Obviously, if you eat a lot of starter, your internal temperature is going to rise because of digestion, and they try to avoid that. But if we increase our milk feeding, we can offset some of that. Generally, the biggest differences in diets between summer and winter is we can get away with a lot lower fat level in the summertime. You'll see a lot of milk replacers that have 14-16% fat in the summertime, well, they'll go up to 24, potentially even 25-26% in the wintertime.
How's the competition out there for starters? It seems there's plenty of options for calf raisers today.
Sure. First, the biggest decision you have to make is, am I going to feed whole milk, waste milk from the farm, or I'm going to feed powdered milk? I think both can work very well. Once you decide you're going to feed powdered milk, I think there's a lot of data that show there's a lot of benefit to using the higher protein, what are called the accelerated growth milk replacers. We can grow calves more efficiently, but that also translates into better health and better productivity once they become cows. About 8 different studies now are showing increased milk production and first lactation associated with accelerated or higher levels of feeding, higher planes of nutrition. I guess it would be my opinion that we've been underfeeding dairy calves for a long time, and we are now doing a better job of getting a proper levels of nutrition into them. There are also pasteurized milk balancers, so if you're using waste milk that kind of varies in quality from day to day, depending on how many mastitis cows we have, there are products that we can actually buy and add protein to our milk to make sure it's a consistent product. So lots of new technologies on the milk and milk replacer side, something that all dairymen should look into. Obviously, we need to look at these calves really as an investment in our future, not just a cost. So just going with the cheapest option may not always be your best results in the end.
In the past, we've discussed the importance of electrolytes, and this is the right time of year to be thinking about electrolytes with scours, huh?
They are, and, you know, we generally think of electrolytes as a way to treat calves with diarrhea. You know, the calves get dehydrated, they lose their electrolytes. But we can also use them to sort of combat heat stress. The type of electrolyte we'd be looking for to treat a calf with diarrhea is probably quite a bit different than what I'd be looking for heat stress. Just something like a Gatorade with much lower electrolyte levels than we see in treatment products, which would also be cheaper. So what kind of electrolyte you should be looking for, what's more appropriate for feeding in calves during the summer months if you want to try to combat heat stress. Last thing I'd say is calf health is all about management. We certainly have many good products, vaccines out there that help us do our job easier, but making sure that we pay attention to detail, we make sure somebody's in charge of the calf program, we have very good management is the best way I know of to try to prevent and reduce disease in dairy calves.
That's Dr. Jeff Smith, ruminant health and production medicine professor at North Carolina State University.
The World of Dairy is brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. Learn more at pdpw.org.
Explore the next frontier of dairy in Madison, Wisconsin, October 2nd through the 6th at World Dairy Expo. Continuing a 52-year tradition, the global dairy industry will once again meet at the Alliant Energy Center, where the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade show in North America are on display. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities throughout the week make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to start planning your trip today. We'll see you October 2nd through the 6th.
Stay with this radio station for the latest news from the dairy industry and more news at DairyRadioNow.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.